Literature Out Loud, To Raise Poultry, by Mark Twain. A letter written to a poultry society that had conferred a complimentary membership upon the author, written about 1870. Seriously, from an early youth, I have taken an especial interest in the subject of poultry raising, and so this membership touches a ready sympathy in my breast. Even as a schoolboy, poultry raising was a study with me, and I may say without egotism that, as early as the age of 17, I was acquainted with all the best and speediest methods of raising chickens. From raising them off the roost by burning lucifer matches under their noses, down to lifting them off a fence on a frosty night by insinuating the end of a warm board under their heels. By the time I was 20 years old, I really suppose I had raised more poultry than any one individual in all the section round about there. The very chickens came to know my talent by and by. The youth of both sexes ceased to paw the earth for worms, and old roosters that came to crow remained to pray when I passed by. I have had so much experience in the raising of fowls that I cannot but think that a few hints from me might be useful to the society. The two methods I have already touched upon are very simple and are only used in the raising of the commonest of class of fowls. One is for summer, the other for winter. In the one case, you start out with a friend along about 11 o'clock on a summer's night. Not later, because in some states, especially California and Oregon, chickens always rouse up just at midnight and crow from 10 to 30 minutes according to the ease or difficulty they experience in getting the public waked up. And your friend carries with him a sack. Arrived at the hen roost, your neighbor's, not your own, you light a match, hold it under first one and then another pullet's nose until they are willing to go into that bag without making any trouble about it. You then return home, either taking the bag with you or leaving it behind according as the circumstances shall dictate. Note by the author. I have seen the time when it was eligible and appropriate to leave the sack behind and walk off with considerable velocity without ever leaving any word where to send it. In the case of the other method mentioned for raising poultry, your friend takes along a covered vessel with a charcoal fire in it, and you carry a long, slender plank. Oh, this is a frosty night, understand. Arrived at the tree or fence, or other hen roost, your own if you are an idiot, you warm the end of your plank with your friend's fire vessel, then raise it aloft and ease it up gently against a slumbering chicken's foot. If the subject of your attentions is a true bird, he will infallibly return thanks with a sleepy cluck or two and step out and take up quarters on the plank, thus becoming so conspicuously accessory before the fact to his own murder as to make it a grave question in our minds, as it once was the mind of a Blackstone, whether he is not really and deliberately committing suicide in the second degree. But you enter into a contemplation of these legal refinements subsequently, not then. When you wish to raise a fine, large, donkey-voiced Shanghai rooster, you do it with a lasso, just as you would a bull. It is because he must be choked, and choked effectively. Two, it is the only good, certain way, for whenever he mentions the matter which he is cordially interested in, the chances are 99 in 100 that he secures somebody else's immediate attention to it, too, whether it's day or night. The Black Spanish is an exceedingly fine bird and a costly one. $35 is the usual figure, and 50 not uncommon price for a specimen. Even its eggs are worth from $1 to $1.50 apiece, and yet are so unwholesome that the city physician seldom or never orders them for the workhouse. Still, I have once or twice procured as high as a dozen at a time for nothing in the dark of the moon. The best way to raise the Black Spanish fowl is to go late in the evening and raise coop and all. The reason I recommend this method is that, the birds being so valuable, the owners do not permit them to roost around promiscuously. They put them in a coop as strong as a fireproof safe and keep it in a kitchen at night. The method I speak of is not always as bright and satisfying success, and yet there are so many little articles of virtue about a kitchen that If you fail on the coop, you can generally bring away something else. I brought away a nice steel trap one night, worth 90 cents. But what is the use in my pouring out my whole intellect on this subject? I have shown the Western New York Poultry Society that they have taken to their bosom a party who is not a spring chicken by any means, but a man who knows all about poultry, that's just as high up in the most efficient methods of raising it as the president of the institution himself. I thank these gentlemen for the honorary membership they have conferred upon me, and shall stand at all times ready and willing to testify my good feeling and my official zeal by deeds as well as by this hastily penned advice and information. Whenever they are ready to go raising poultry, let them call me for any evening after 11 o'clock.